愿平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters。
我们现在正是马年要结束，羊年要开始。
So this is we're getting to the end of the horse year and the beginning of the year of the lamb。
那你发现了现在很多的妇女们赶快这个时候要把孩子生出来。
So there are a lot of women wants to have their child still while we're still in the horse year。
所以很多是用剖腹产把孩子生出来，要做马子，不要做羊子。
And so they all want to have a little horse rather than a little goat.
为什么呢
？So why is that?
因为马代表力量。
Because the horse represents strength.
羊就是温驯而已。
And the goat or the lamb is just another farm animal.
那么只是被人家宰割，只是被人家拿毛。
And its purpose is to be slaughtered and to be the wool to be taken.
你发现。人在世上，你有发现有不同的人生。
So man recognizes that in this world we have different types of life.
诗篇第十七篇，我们来看一下。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter Psalm 17.
那么诗篇十七篇，大卫这样讲。
And this is what David says to us in Psalm 17.
十四节到第十五节。
Verse 14 to 15.
耶和华，求你用手救我脱离世人。脱离那只在今生有福分的世人，你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们婴孩。
O Lord, by your hand save me from such men, from men of this world whose reward is in this life. You still the hunger of those you cherish, their sons have plenty, and they store up wealth for their children. And I, in righteousness, I will see your face.When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
Okay, 十五节说，至于我必在意中见你的面。我醒的时候得见你的形象，我就心满意足。
Verse 15, and in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with you with seeing your likeness.
那么这两节圣经啊，讲了两种人。
So these two verses speaks of two different types of people.
一个叫做世人，一个叫做我。
One is the men of the world, and the other is I.
那么，他说世人是怎样一种人呢
？How does he describe men of the world?
他说世人只在今生有指望。
He says that the men of the world has reward in this life.
而且他们有不同的心满意足。
And they have different desires and different desires.
那他们要的是怎样的一个心满意足呢
？And what do they desire?
他们所要的就是他们有财宝。
They desire to have treasure.
他们肚子能够填饱。
That they may be filled, satisfied.
他们要有儿女。
That they may have children.
那么把剩下的呢留给他儿女他们心满意足。
And then what's left over that they may give to their children so that they may be content.
弟兄姊妹这样的生活好不好
Brother, sister, is this the good kind of life?
有财宝。
You have wealth.
不愁吃。
You do not lack in anything in terms of food.
钱多到可以留给孩子。
And you have enough wealth to pass on to your children.
你们要不要
？Do you want this?
啊
？Do you want this?
我就看就有几个点头的，那种人比较诚实。哎呀，我都想要，你们怎么不要呢
？I see a few that are nodding their head. You want it, of course. I want it, so I think.
其实很有意思。其实，爱主的人不见得穷。
So in reality, those who love the Lord, they're not poor.
你看亚伯拉罕有没有钱
？If you look at Abraham, was he wealthy?
有还是没有
？Was he wealthy?
他很有钱。
He was extremely wealthy.
他去救罗德的时候，人家一派就是318个人，对不对
？And when he went to save a rescue Lot, he sent over 300 men.
我们派只派三个人，你跟你太太儿子。
When we go,
没有人出去了。
When we go, we probably send three. It's you, your wife, and your son.
他是很有钱的。
And he was extremely wealthy.
所以有钱有什么不对
？So what is wrong with being wealthy?
有没有不对
？Is there anything wrong with that?
没有不对。
There's nothing wrong with that.
问题是心满意足的地方不对。
The problem is that our heart is not content. That is the problem.
他是讲说，因为有这些东西，他们就心满意足。
And the Bible says that because they have these things, and therefore they are content.
因为他们一生所追求的就是这样一个东西。
Because that is the pursuit of their life.
因为他一生所看得见的东西,
because that is what is visible to their eyes, and that is what they desire in this life.
因为这些东西是他真的抓得到看得到的。
For these are the things that they are able to grasp with their hand and they are able to hold.
所以他们在今生上面比我们花了更多的心思。
And therefore, they spend a lot more thought and time into what they're getting in this life.
所以圣经讲说, 世界上有两种人,
so the Bible tells us that then in the world, there are two types of people.
路加福音16章讲说有今世之子跟光明之子。
And in Luke, it talks about the sons of light and the darkness.
那今世之子他在今生里面,他用了很多的心思去在今生里面积聚他所要的东西。
And the sons of this world, they spend their energy to gather things in this world.
所以耶稣讲说,那今世之子在今生的事情上面比光明之子聪明。
So that is why Jesus said that those who are they're smarter than the sons of light in terms of regarding to things of this world.
那么路加福音16章讲到有个不义的管家。
And Luke 16 talks about there's an unrighteous steward.
他知道他被开除被 fire 了哈，时间要到了。
He knows that his time is up.
结果他就用他老板的钱去结交朋友。
So he used money into his boss's money into to befriend people.
等到他被 lay off 了以后呢，他可以找他这些人帮忙。
And then once he's laid off, once he let go, he go and find his friends for help.
耶稣就叹息了。And then
Jesus sighed.
他说：“你看这些今世之子，他们知道没有路走的时候，都还懂得去找出路。”
And the sons of this world, when they know that when there's no path left for them, that they still know to seek out a way out.
但是这些光明之子有永恒观念的人，他却不知道永恒里面找到个出路。
But the sons of light, these sons who belongs in who has eternity, they do not know how to seek out the path in eternity.
我们不懂得用这个不义的钱财，这些钱有限的，不能留到永远的这些钱，去找寻永远的出路。我们不懂得这个道理。
We don't understand the concept of using a temporary wealth to seek out an eternal path.
我们不晓得我们所拥有这些钱，其实没有一分钱你会留下来的。
And we do not recognize that even though we may have this wealth, there's not a single cent we can keep.
我们不懂用这些钱去把人带到主的面前去宣道，我们没有这样的观念。
And we don't have the concept of using this wealth, this money, to help spread His ministry.
你可以看见许多教会他们的宣道基金是很少的。
And you look at a lot of churches, their budget for ministry is very little.
当然我的教会也不多。
But of course, in my church, it's not much as well.
我们大概就20几万一年,就是不是很多。
Probably around 20 or 20, 200,000 or so, it's not much.
Yeah, 大概明年大概是23万左右。
I think next year is a little bit more.
但是我就是给弟兄姊妹讲一件事情,其实我们有的这些东西你都不会带走。
So I just want to mention that the things you have, you will not be able to take with you.
你假如你看得懂永恒是真的话，你人生有不同佛法。
If you truly believe that eternity is real, then you will have a different outlook.
你过的门也是有不同的门。
And the door you will walk through will also be a different door.
你走的路也会不同的路。
The path will also be a different path.
所以耶稣基督就在马太福音里面就讲到，就说啊，有一条路是窄的路，有一条是宽的路。
So Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew tells us that there are two paths. One is the narrow path and the other is the broad path.
那宽的路是大家都在走的。
And the broad path, the wide one, is where everyone walks upon.
大家都会同意的。
And everyone is in agreement and walking in that way.
我不知道你们教会的查经是怎么一回事情。
I don't know how Bible study gets conducted here.
我发现我们教会那些团契的查经呢，最热闹是查完经以后最热闹。
So I find in my church the most exciting part of Bible study is afterwards.
那个查经的时候是大家学习忍耐。
And during the Bible study, everyone's practicing patience.
大家都喊口号。
And everyone's just saying the phrases.
那个耶稣是主，阿门阿门，大家都。
And everyone says Jesus is Lord, Amen, and everyone is in agreement.
好不容易40分钟磨完了。
And after 40 minutes of patience.
就一祷告结束。
And then they quickly pray to end.
那你就吃东西咯。
And then after that is food.
你看见那个气温马上高起来。
And you can see the temperature just rise after that.
男孩子一堆谈话，女孩子一堆谈话。
And there are groups of people and just talking to each other.
那你站在中间听。
So you're standing in the middle and listening.
啊, 你发现男孩子 所讲的都跟钱有关的,
and you will find that what they speak of is regarding money and their careers.
那么男女孩子讲的都跟小孩子有关的,
and the women will talk about children.
啊, 你是站在两边的,
and you're standing here between these
啊,
two
你突然,
sides.
你突然之间有个弟兄讲说, 诶, 最近哪一个股票呢, 会, 真的会赚啊?
And then a brother says, you know, if you buy so and so such a stock, you will really make money these days.
马上你放进脚步声都已经过去, 哪一股都来了,
and then you hear the footsteps gathering towards that one and says, which one? And everyone gathers together.
当然最近我也听到一群比较年纪长的, 的弟兄姊妹谈另外一个题目,
but of course, recently I heard some elderly brothers and sisters talking a different topic.
啊, 他们题目是怎么养生,
and their topic is how to take care of their health.
要按哪一个穴道,
and so they need to, which pressure point.
听说合谷穴蛮有用的,
so maybe it's somewhere over here on the hand, it works well.
哎呀, 内关也蛮有用的,
or within the wrist.
啊, 你头晕的时候就是按到后面的风池,
and if you feel a little dizzy, you know, maybe behind the head is a good pressure point.
哎呦, 发现我们心里所抓住的一些东西, 其实我们跟世人没有太大的差别。
The things that we grab hold of in our hearts is not too different from the people of this world.
我不是说这是一个不对的。
I'm not saying that this is something wrong.
你活着当然你会想要有钱财，想要有孩子的功课好，这是对的。
Of course, when you live in this world, you want to have money and you are concerned about your children's education.
但是这段圣经讲的说，不是这些东西，而是说你以神为心满意足。
But the Bible says it's not these things, but what is it that makes your heart content?
你什么事情会让你的心里面讲的，心里面真有平安，真有快乐的，到底是什么？
What will give you peace and joy in your heart?
很多时候我们跟世人走。
A lot of times we walk with the men of the world.
很多的基督徒年轻的时候很爱主。
A lot of brothers and sisters, when they're younger, they love the Lord.
慢慢到了社会上去的时候，他们心慢慢的离开了。
As they slowly get enter into this world, society, they start slowly drift away from the Lord.
他们也说主啊，我要好好赚钱，能够荣耀你。
They also say that Lord, I want to work hard and make money so I can glorify you.
教会宣道也要钱。
And for the God's ministry and gospel outreach,
建堂也要钱。
Building of the church needs money.
主啊，让我好好为你赚钱。
So let me make money for you.
但后面他们要讲说，我就完全奉献了。
And but then they didn't say I will give you all my money to you.
我可以好好奉献,
or I will give my money in good faith.
所以很多时候我们以为我们成为基督徒以后，我们大概就不会失去。
So a lot of times we feel that once we become a Christian, a believer, we will not be lost.
但事实上是有许多基督徒失去。
But there are a lot of believers who have gotten lost.
我们慢慢走向世人的道路。
We slowly walk towards the way of the world.
我不想带给你们观念说基督徒不要赚钱，基督徒要属灵，要穷就是属灵。我不是要给你这个观念。
I'm not trying to say that a Christian needs to be poor, needs to be spiritual, needs to not make money, and that is a way of being a Christian. That's not what I'm saying.
我是想告诉你的是，你的心满意足那个点。 是怎么样一件事情?
I want to emphasize that what is the point, what causes your heart to be content?
啊, 讲个故事比较简单。
So let me simply give you a story.
1989年《使者》杂志, 我看了一篇文章。
In 1989, in Ambassador's Journal, I read
那么12月份的, 你们还可以去查。
I'm in December article.
叫做一个浪子的故事。
Talks about a prodigal son.
然后讲到一个年轻人。
And it talks about a youth.
那么这年轻人呢, 在1967年来到美国。
So this young person in 1967 came to America.
是从香港来的。
He came from Hong Kong.
进了UCLA。
Went to UCLA.
那时候他20岁。
At that time he was 20.
他家里要他读法律。
His parents wanted him to study law.
他偏偏不读。
But he didn't want to.
他读生化。
He went to learn organic chemistry.
结果三年的时间就把
And within 3 years, he finished his degree.
全时间打工，全时间读书，这样读。
And he spent his full time working and full time studying.
家里要寄钱给他，他说不要。
And when the family offered to send him money, he said no.
然后他三年居然把书读完了。
And in 3 years, he finished his degree.
非常的优秀。
He was an extremely smart individual.
进到医学院里面去。
Then he went to medical school.
读到医学院第二年。
Went to second year in medical school.
他, 申请了加拿大卑斯大学的一个心脏学会的奖学金。
He received a scholarship from a Canadian medical school.
那么在那地方读 MD PhD。
So he was studying MD and PhD.
6年的时间, MD, PhD,
and in 6 years, he finishes both degrees.
也就是1976年, 他进了MD, PhD, 年龄29岁。
And that is in 1976, when he was 29, he has received his doctorate, MD and PhD.
那么他就从加拿大太冷了，他就回到南加州来。
So he left returned from Canada into California.
那么在那里开业。
And he opened his practice there.
那么开业那一天，他只有一个病人。
The day he opened his practice, there was only one patient.
他的房东介绍的。
And it was referred by his landlord.
有一个员工。
It was a worker.
他太太,
his wife.
他太太20岁就跟他结婚了。
His wife was 20 and when she married him.
那么这个人就这样子在这样一个情况底下，三年以后。
And so this person in 3 years.
那么他已经有十几个员工。
He has about 10 or so people in his office working.
有两个医生给他当助手。
And he had 2 doctors working for him.
哦，买了大房子。
He has a big house.
买个漂亮的车子,
has a beautiful car.
啊, 什么都有,
everything he wanted, he has.
啊, 因为他大学时候就生了一个女儿,
because when he was in college, he had a daughter.
他在医生实习的时候生了一个儿子,
and when he was in his internship, he had a son.
他开业的时候又生了一个女儿,
and when he opened his practice, he had another daughter.
太太很漂亮,
and his wife, he has a beautiful wife.
很贤惠,
and was very diligent.
他这个时候他已经有了大的房子，有开业，很多人来找他。
And now he has a big house, has a successful practice.
他没有满足。
He's not content.
他发现他每次要给他的病人需要给医院来做手术，做什么样事情的时候很不方便。
And he finds that whenever he needs to do a surgery on his patient, it's not very straightforward.
结果他就决定呢。 在当地的一家犹太人医院呢，去当他们的医生。
So he decides that instead of having his own practice, he wanted to be one of the doctors in this Jewish hospital.
那么犹太人的医院里面的医生都是犹太人。
So in the Jewish hospital, most of the doctors are all Jewish.
那么就两三个中国医生。
And there were 2 or 3 Asian doctors.
都是乖乖的在那里做的医生。
And they were all follow all the, just being doctors there.
那么他说。 我真的要打拼的话，我要做这家医院的院长。
So in order for, and he said to himself, in order for me to be successful, I need to be the, I guess the president of the hospital.
那么他开业的三年，他在医院里面做了他4年左右。
And so after 4 years in the hospital,
他就做了那家医院的院长。
He became the president of the hospital.
那他怎么做上去的呢？
And how did he achieve this?
他讲了这么一句话。
He said this.
他犹太人做得好的，我做得比他更好。
He said, when they're good, I do better.
只要他们做得坏的，我比他们更坏。
And when they're bad, whatever they're bad at, I'm doing even worse.
所以果然他在37岁的时候已经做了一个犹太医院的院长。
So when he was 37, he was the president of this Jewish hospital.
而且是当地医生学会的会长。
And he was also the president of the doctoral society.
那么这时候他遇到一个难处。So
it was at this point in his life that he was faced with difficulty.
他发现他没有满足。He
finds that he is discontent.
他常在想一件事情，那下一步呢？
And he's always thinking, what is my next step?
他说我付了好大的代价，成就也不少。He
says, I paid a great price, but I have received much.
到人生很快，我已经快40岁了。And
life passes on very quickly. I'm almost 40.
再过17年，我也快要60岁了。And
in 17 years, I will almost 60.
那么我现在还在追求什么？But
what is my pursuit now?
我为什么会没有满足？Why
do I not? Why am I not content?
他的在山上，那个加州山上有8000尺的房子。He
had on one of the hills in California, he has an 8,000 square foot house.
他有游泳池。He
has a swimming pool.
还有网球场。A
tennis court.
但是他就在 书房里面读书,
but he spends most of the time in his study, reading books.
睡的床也是4×6而已,
and he sleeps in a 4x6 bed.
所以有人就跟他讲说你太累了，你要休息。
So someone says that you're too tired, you need to take a break.
所以1986年他放下了手中的工作，做半年的休假。
So in 1986 he took off for half a year to rest.
他读文学，他读诗词，他读哲学，他听音乐。
He read literature, he listened to music, he studied philosophy.
他在找什么?
What is he seeking after?
他在找人生的方向。
He is seeking for a direction in life.
他在年轻的时候信的主。
When he was young, in his youth, he came to know the Lord.
在青年的退休里面成为基督徒。
And he, in a youth retreat, he became a Christian.
他父母都是基督徒。
His parents were Christians.
可是当读了大学上了学了以后呢, 他慢慢离开神。
But after he went to college and started studying, he slowly left the Lord.
他对自己非常有自信。
He is extremely confident about himself.
到他成功以后, 他非常自负。
And when he's successful, he's very proud of himself.
因为他不需要上帝。
Because he did not need the Lord.
可这个时候他感觉他心里面非常没有满足。
But it was at this point that he felt that there's such a discontent in his heart.
他觉得他的路, 人生路还很长要走。
And he feels that his way in life is still very long.
但是生命没有想象中那么快乐。
But life was not as happy and joyful as he imagined.
他就depressed.
He was depressed.
后来他就找了心理医生。
And then he went to seek out a psychiatrist.
心理医生听他讲完了以后。
And after the psychiatrist heard his heard him.
心理医生跟他讲个故事。
So the psychiatrist told him a story.
他说亚历山大。
He says Alexander the Great.
他32岁就征服了欧亚非三州。
When he was 32, he conquered the known world.
没有地方可以征服了。
There was no other place of the known world.
没有新的挑战了。
There was no other new challenge in his life.
就感到人生没有价值了。
So he feels that in his life there is no value.
就喝酒。
And he drank.
最后喝死了。
And he drank himself to death.
他给那个医生说, 但是我不能喝酒。
And so he said to his doctor, but I can't drink.
因为我是戒酒中心的主任。
Because I'm the head president of the Alcohol Anonymous or something.
那么我也不能自杀。
And I also cannot commit suicide.
因为我常常辅导自杀的人。
Because I often try to comfort those who are in need.
就他每天就抱着很无奈的心情去上班。
So every day he would go to work with a very depressed heart.
日子好像很长。
It seems that the days are very long.
很无奈。
And very hard to live, go by.
很多人羡慕的东西他全都有。
All the things that people desire, he has.
但是他没有办法又满足。
But there is no way for him to be satisfied.
死亡又是那么远。
Death is so far away.
因为那时候他才40岁。
Because he was only 40 then.
很痛苦。
It's very painful.
他有三个很好的朋友。
He had three good friends.
都是医学院的同学。
They were all his classmates from medical
school. 他们都很快乐。
They're all very joyful.
因为这三个都也都是基督徒。
And these three friends were also Christians.
他们走了不一样的道路。
They all walked different paths.
一个人做了神学教授。
And one became a theologian.
一个做了宣教士。
The other one became a minister.
一个做了社工人员。
And the other one became a social worker.
他们又穷又快乐。
And they're all poor but happy.
对，这三个就跟他讲说， 你离开神太远了。
And these three said to him that you have left the Lord far too long.
他看看他们， 他没有讲话。
And he looked at them but did not say much.
他说你们这种成就来跟我讲。
And he's thinking that your career and your success compared to mine, how can you say anything to me?
你们信得太迷了。
You trust too much in the Lord.
我接受过耶稣基督。
I've already received him.
但是我今天有这么大的成功。
But today I am so successful.
我在有一天我在神面前的时候，我还是上天堂的。
I know that one day I will still go to heaven.
但是你们有什么？
But what will you have?
你们这些信得太迷了。
And you delve too much into the religion.
那么一件事情发生了。
So one thing happened to him.
1987年10月1号。
In 1987, October 1st.
旧金山大地震。
Los Angeles, there was an earthquake.
那么病人都没有来。
So there was nobody, none of his patients showed up.
那么医生就站在你看我看你。
So the doctors, they all looked at each other.
那其中有个医生讲说， 这个 Dr. Xu, 我记得你， 你前阵子说你的胃不太舒服。
So one of the doctors said, you know, Dr. Xu, I remember a while ago you said you don't feel too good in your stomach.
常常嗝气。
And you have a lot of discomfort.
现在大家有钱， 跟你检查检查。
So now that we're all free, have some time, let me check you out.
他说检查就检查吧。
He says, okay, let's check you out.
就他就给他检查。
So they checked him out.
给他照片子。
Took I guess, pictures.
后来报告就出来了。
And then the results came out.
他眼神沉重跟他讲说， 不好了， 你的肝里面有一个5寸半的肿瘤。
And so he says, it's not good in your liver, you have a 5-inch tumor.
而且我们从片子看，它好像已经散到大肠、小肠、胰脏了。
And it has also spread to your large intestine, your small intestines, and everything else.
假如这是事实的话，你只有两三个月可以活。
If this is the truth, then you only have 2 to 3 months to live.
我们建议你做换肝的手术。
We strongly recommend you to go under surgery.
那没有想到，这个人在这时候，他没有想到三年的心理的挣扎，找不到人生意义。可是现在他面对死亡的时候，他对自己就开始诚实了。
So he didn't realize that in three years when he was trying to seek out the meaning of life, but now he's finally recognized it and is true to himself.
他也是一个很自负的人，他现在不知道找谁去帮忙。
So he's one very confident who can do a lot himself, but he doesn't know who to seek out help.
大概没有人会帮他忙。
Perhaps there's no one out there who can help him.
这时候他想到谁呢？
So now he remembers someone.
他想到远在香港他以前的老牧师。
He remembered the pastor who was his old pastor back in Hong Kong.
就他打电话给他的牧师。
So he called his pastor in Hong Kong.
请牧师为他祷告。
And asked the pastor to pray for him.
牧师说我不为你祷告。
The pastor says I will not pray for you.
因为祷告没有用处。
Because there's no it will not solve anything.
因为你得罪了上帝。
Because you have offended God.
他赐福给你，你离开他。
When he blessed you, you left him.
你有自信变成自负。
And when you have confidence, then becomes a self-trust. You have offended God.
你向神认罪。
You need to repent before God.
而且你要向你的妻子认罪。
And you need to repent to your wife.
你妻子年纪轻轻就嫁给你。
And she married you when she was very young.
我跟你一起打拼。
And she suffered through all of this with you.
但你忙到没有时间给她。
But you're so busy that you have no time for her.
你要向你儿女认罪。
You need to repent to your children.
你的儿子长大，你没有跟他们一起长大。
And when your sons, when they grew up, you've not spent time with them for them.
你忙到没有时间给他们。
You're so busy that you didn't have time for them.
你没有跟他们讲过耶稣基督。
You never shared Jesus with them.
除非你认罪，我不跟你祷告。
Unless you repent, I will not pray for you.
因为祷告没有用处。
Because the prayer will not be of use.
所以这个时候呢，他才想到他跟神的关系。
So only then did he start pondering upon his relationship with the Lord.
那天在他神面前真正的哭泣悔改。
And it was that day when he truly came to the Lord, repented and wept.
哭了许久。
He wept for a long time.
然后去跟他太太道歉。
And then he went and apologized to his wife.
那么太太跟他一起跟儿女道歉。
And then they went and apologized to their children.
然后呢？他们把福音传给他的孩子们。
And then he shared the gospel to his, and he shares the gospel to his children.
后来孩子是非常高兴。
And the children were very joyful.
后来他女儿给他讲说：“爸，那你还是手术吧。
”So the children said to him, you know, "Dad, why don't you go for surgery?"
那神会医治你。
God will heal you.
所以他们就 make an appointment 到 LA 去动手术。
So they made an appointment to LA to proceed with the surgery.
那么医生就给他手术了。
And the doctor did the surgery on him.
手术完以后，大家都医生，医生就把那个癌细胞拿给他看。
So after the surgery, the doctor took the tumor and showed it to him.
这么大的一个瘤。
It was such a big cancerous tumor.
非常丑。
It was hideous.
他说：“你看这个瘤有多丑。
”And it says, "Look at this hideous tumor."
他说：“是啊。
”He says, "Yes."
但是很奇怪的，他是良性的。Benign.
But lucky for you, it's benign.
我们也不晓得为什么。
We don't know why.
你的大肠、你的小肠、你的胰脏的癌细胞全都消失了。
And the cancerous cells in your large intestine, small intestine, everywhere else has disappeared.
我们相信这是神迹。
We believe it's a miracle.
就他自己做见证说，神割了他心里面毒瘤。
And so he says God did the surgery himself to take away the malign tumor in his heart.
他心里面毒瘤拿掉了，是身体毒瘤谁把它拿掉
？So once the malign tumor in his heart was taken away, God took away the other tumor.
结果他结束他诊所的工作。
And so he closed down his practice.
那全家搬回到加拿大。
And the whole family moved back to Canada.
他决定一生紧紧跟随主。
And he decided that his whole life he was going to follow the Lord.
他要把福音传给他周遭所有的人。
And he shared the gospel to all those around him.
他进到维珍神学院 去修神学,
and he went to a seminary to study the word.
毕业以后就留在神学里面做了中国研究部的主任。
So after he graduated from seminary, he stayed in the seminary to be the professor for, I guess, for the Chinese studies.
这是个许志伟医生真实的故事。
And this is the true story of Dr. Xu.
他在很多事上，他走了世界道路。
In a lot of things, he walked the way of the world.
他走了一个宽的门。
He walked the wide path.
宽的门的意思不是说好走。
The wide door, the meaning of that is not that it's easy to walk.
而是说大家都走。
But the meaning is that everyone walks upon it.
但是圣经说有一个门是宽的，有一个门是窄的。
But the Bible tells us that there's a narrow door and there's the wide door.
那什么叫窄门呢?
What is a narrow door?
你们认为什么叫窄门?
Do you know what the narrow door is?
我们教会有一年的 Carnival 游园会做了一个游戏叫做进窄门。
So my church, the students, the college kids had a game one year and just entered into the narrow door.
我知道一个女孩子正在守门的。 而且他这个窄门的门呢，是看着人来，他会伸会缩的。So
this narrow door, it can narrow and get wide, and it depends on the person.
那他这个玩窄门，他有一个规则要遵循的。So
there's a rule of the game that you need to follow.
你去进这个窄门游戏的时候，那个奖品是很好的，但是他想进窄门前，他叫你背个包子，背个书包。So
there's a good, very good prize at the end of the door, but before when you go, you must carry a large bag with you.
然后他就叫你背着这个包要进窄门。And
you need to carry this bag with you to enter into this narrow door.
啊，你看我们教会哈，至少有100个博士吧。There's
about 100 of PhDs in the church.
我是说少说了哈。
I'm saying. Maybe around.
哇，那些人就开始量那个门啊，宽啊，然后这样子，哇，都进不去。
So they would measure the door and then try all different kinds of ways, but they could not enter into the door.
因为那守门那个女孩子，那个年轻人看到你啊，高度什么，她就开始那门就开始调好，然后让你去进窄门。So
there's a person there who's controlling the width and height of the door, so that when they see you, they can change it accordingly.
后来有个小孩子进去了。So
there is a kid who got in.
他是很皮的孩子。
He was a very troublesome kid.
那么他这试了好几次，他不进去。He
tried a different kind of way, couldn't get in.
你知道他怎么进去吗?
Do you know how he entered?
他一气之下把他的背包给扔了。So
in his anger, he threw down his bag.
然后他就钻过去了。And
he walked in.
他是那一次唯一得奖的人。And
he was the only person that received the reward.
我在旁边就看，我就发现，哦，这就是窄门的意思。
So while I was staring, looking at it, I said, oh, I finally realized what it means to enter into the narrow door.
窄门就是说你那个包袱不放下才进得去的那个叫做窄门。
So the narrow door is that you cannot enter with your baggage.
它不是尺寸的问题。
It's not the measurement itself.
今天我们为什么没有办法真的讨神的喜悦走这条路呢?
So why is it today that we cannot please him and enter into this path?
Right?
Because there's so many things we're unwilling to lay down.
很多男人放不下面子。
A lot of men are unwilling to lay down their pride.
男人最重要就是面子，没有面子怎么是男人？
Men wants their pride, and you know, if you don't have pride, how can you be a man?
男人跟女人最大不一样就是男人有无聊的自尊心嘛。
And men has their pride that they need to protect.
所以很多时候我们 没有办法往前的，你看我们跟孩子之间的关系。
We cannot go move forward, and if you look at our relationship with our children today.
多少时候我们错怪了孩子有没有？
Oftentimes we mistakenly blame our children.
有时候我们连这个都很难道歉的。
And oftentimes we're unwilling to apologize even when we're the ones being wrong.
我们发现我们打错了，对不对？
Sometimes we discipline them wrong.
当初你不要在那里啦，也就不会这样子，有没有？
So oftentimes we say, if you didn't stand right there, it wouldn't be happen this way, right?
因为爸爸总是不会错的。
Because the dad will never be wrong.
所以我们就不长了。 So
therefore we never grow.
假如我们能够把这样的一个面子包袱丢下来，我们灵命就跟着长。
If we can lay down these pride, our pride, then our spiritual life will grow.
我们孩子也就跟着长。
And our children will grow as well.
我们有太多的包袱，不但是就工作，不但是就名誉，我们太多包袱背着我们，我们觉得这东西是生与死的问题，没有这个人生就没有意义的样子。
We have so many burden with us that we're unwilling to lay down. It's our career, our life, our pride, our faith, and everything else.
其实世界上没有太多东西是绝对需要有的。
There are not too many things that the Bible says we must have.
因为当你死的时候，所有我的都会放下来，只有我会去，信不信由你。
When you're dead, everything that's yours, you will have to lay down, and the only thing that will go through is you.
啊, 我们为了这些, 我的这些东西, 我们牺牲很多我的本质。
For all the things that are mine, we've sacrificed a lot of things that's us, that's ourselves.
所以我们人生当中结出了很多不好的果子出来。
So in our life, we bear a lot of bad fruits.
那影响着我们的孩子, 影响着我们的下一代, 影响着教会。
And that impacts our children, impacts our church, impacts the next generation.
我们快点讲。 Okay. 那么，但是这段时间讲到什么东西呢？
But what does the Bible say?
他讲说两个心满意足。
He says these people are, they are content.
那么一个心满意足是，他们是有了财宝，有了祝福，有了儿女，他就心满意足。
They're content because their stomach is filled. They're no longer hungry. They have children. They have wealth.
啊，他因为这个财宝给他安全感。
Because their wealth gives them security.
但是。 这个充满他的肚腹食物呢, 啊, 给他一般的需要,
and food gives satisfies their physical needs.
啊, 有了儿女呢, 就给他们盼望跟生命的延续。
And when they have children, their sons give them hope for the next generation, for the future.
啊, 这里面这段的描述跟第十五节的描述是, 啊, 是个对比的。
And so this is a comparison to what is described in verse 15.
很多时候我们觉得这个东西我有了我人生才有安全。
A lot of times we feel that only until we have these things will we feel secure in our lives.
我再给你讲个故事好了。
Let me give you share another story with you.
你们知道有三个忏悔路。
Do you know there's three paths to repent to
confession.
Confession.
哎呀，我们知道是奥古斯丁，对不对？
Sorry.
Yeah, Augustine.
Oh, Saint Augustine. We all know Saint Augustine.
那但是托尔斯泰也有个忏悔录。
And
Torstus.
I guess he also has a path.
那么他在的第四卷里面写他忏悔录第四卷讲到一件事情。
So in the fourth fourth book he wrote about this.
托尔斯泰他本身 你知道他家世的话，他是很有钱的家庭出来的一个家族。
So Torstus was came from a very wealthy back family.
他父亲留给他600个恶亩的土地。
So his father gave him 600 acres of land.
Russian acres.
Russian acres.
Yes. 一个恶亩是等于2.9公顷。 acres. 2.9
hectares. 2.9 hectares.
所以你看那个600亩，哇，那不得了了！你看那个多少？
So if you think about a 600 Russian acres, how big that piece of land must have been.
那么给留给他300匹马。
So he also had 300 horses.
哇，他是非常非常有钱。
So he was extremely wealthy.
那么他后来他写忏悔录的时候，说他一生他杀人，他奸淫。
And so he said in his life he killed, he murdered, and he was an adulterer.
你知道在当时候他是个非常出名的一个文学家。
He was a very famous philosopher at the time.
他是个贵族。
He was an elite individual.
那么你可是他写他忏悔录的时候，他对自己的一生有个形容。
And when he confessed, when he wrote his confession, he had.
他怎么形容他自己呢？
How did he describe himself?
他说我有点像在东方旅行的一个旅客。
He says I'm like a traveler who's traveling in the east.
那我在地上走的时候，有野兽追我。
When I was walking on land, there were beasts that came after me.
那么我在被追之下没有办法，我就跳到一个枯井的里面。
So in my hopelessness, he jumped into a well.
那么枯井呢？还好枯井旁边的墙边有一棵榆树，树枝从这个墙这样突出来。So
lucky for him, it was a dry well, and there was a willow branch or root that was extended out into the side of the wall.
那么他就抓着这个树枝。
And he grabbed hold of this branch.
他往下看,
and he looked down.
他发现底下有个火龙在等他下来。
He see that there's a fiery dragon in the bottom of the pit waiting for him to fall down.
那他这时候他上不上下不下。
So at this time he couldn't go up or down.
他说还好这个树上有个蜂巢，有留住2滴蜂蜜来满足他。
So there was some couple of drops of honey that came to quench his hunger.
啊，他说有两滴蜂蜜。
And there were two drops of honey.
很可能是他家庭, 很可能是指到他的家庭,
Perhaps he was referring to his family and his also career. He was very successful. So, but the problem arose.
他说这个树根底下呢, 有两只老鼠, 一只白的, 一只黑的,
so there were there was this these two rats, the mice that were chewing at this, gnawing at this branch. There was,
那他到底要讲什么呢?
And so what was he, what did he say?
他自己做了一个解释,
so he explained this.
为什么老鼠是黑的跟白的呢?
So why are the two mouths? One is black and one is white.
一个就是白天跟黑夜,
one is night and one is day.
白天黑夜不断的循环, 不断的循环。
So day, night and day continue to progress.
我现在坐在树根上面,
and I'm sitting on the stump.
我暂时是存活的,
he's temporarily alive.
但有一天, 他会把这个树根咬断的,
but one day the mouse would chew through this branch or root,
我就落在那火龙的口中,
and he will fall into the fiery dragon.
这时候他对自己的一生就这样的形容,
and he described his entire life with such a metaphor.
我想他是有智慧的,
I think he's very wise.
因为他有钱,
he has money.
他有很好的妻子, 很好儿女,
he has a wonderful wife and children.
他没有说任何的别人需要别人帮忙的,
he has no other worries than
他是很有名气的人,
he's famous.
但他清楚一件事情,
but he recognizes one thing,
他有一天他要过去,
that one day he will pass.
他不知道这个过去的所面对是什么,
but he doesn't know what he will be faced with when he's passed.
在他的忏悔录里面, 我们没有一直没有看到他自己承认他是基督徒,
in his confession we didn't see that he confessed that he was a Christian.
就到第16章的时候, 他讲到他这个吊床的上面, 看着天空,
and so only until chapter 16 when he says, he described that he saw heaven above his bed.
他看着无穷天空, 他在盼望那个天上,
he saw the heaven and above that and he saw hope.
可是他没有很清楚讲说他承认耶稣基督,
but he did not clearly say that he's trusted in the Lord.
所以我们就,
so perhaps we will believe that he later on became a Christian.
但是重要不是他是不是他成为基督徒,
so what, it's not important whether or not he became a Christian.
而他指出说有一个拥有一切的人, 他心里面仍然没有办法面对永恒。
So he points out that there's this for all the people they're unable to face with eternity.
因为这是世人的道路,
because this is the way of the world.
因为当你最成功的时候, 就是把你的钱, 有剩下的钱, 能够留给你的孩子, 那就是算是很成功的。
If you're very successful, the sign of your success is when you can leave money to your children.
但是有人又讲了另一些话,
but some others also say this.
他说人生, 应该讲说是最可悲的事是什么呢?
What is the saddest part about life?
就是你死的时候, 你钱还没有用完。
The saddest part is that when you die, you still have money left over.
或是你还没有死的时候, 钱已经用完了。
Or in other words, when you before you're even dead, you used up all your money.
那为什么你死的时候钱没有用完是不好呢?
Why is it bad that when you pass, you haven't used up all your wealth?
因为你的孩子将为这些钱撑场。
Because your children will argue over this money.
可是很多人的生命就在第十七章第十四节所说的，在那里所说的，他心满意足，就是说他充满他的祝福，他有金银，他有儿女，他就充满意足。
But as many people are just like in chapter 17:14, it says that they're content, they're satisfied, they're physically, and then they have children and they have wealth.
那么，哎，下一章，那么。 但是对一个信神的人是怎么样呢?
But what about towards one who trusts in the Lord?
他说,我醒来的时候得见你的形象。
He says, I will see your face when I awake.
那么前面他说,至于我,我必在义中见你的面。
And he says, and I, in righteousness, I will see your face.
我醒的时候得见你的形象,我就心满意足。
And when I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness.
那么这到底是什么意思?
What exactly does this mean?
你看,一个基督徒常常在读经的时候,我们觉得有些话它是非常属灵的。
So when a Christian is reading the Word, oftentimes we feel there are a lot of things that is very spiritual.
你说在义中见你的面,哇,这个好不好?
It says, in righteousness I will see your face. Is this good? Is this not good?
那这到底是什么意思?
What exactly does this mean?
什么在义中见你的面?
What does it mean to see his face in righteousness?
赶快想。
Let's think about it quickly.
用个简单的东西来解释。
Let me try to explain it simply.
当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们要不要见神的面？
When Adam and Eve, when they sinned, did they want to see the face of God?
所以他们在不义中,
In their unrighteousness, they did not want to see the face of God.
在义中见神的面是什么意思?
So what does it mean to see the right, see face of God in righteousness?
神啊,你随时来,
So God, come whenever you want, I don't need to hide.
我的心满意足是说,主啊,我每个时刻我都可以见你的面,主啊,这是我心满意足。
What makes me content is that I can see your face whenever I desire.
我的满足点是,主啊,你现在来到我们当中,我可以开门跟你坦然无惧,我不用躲起来。
The point of my satisfaction is that when you come, I can open the door for you, I need not hide.
人犯罪的时候是不是常要躲?
When man sins, does he not want to hide?
你没有回家的时候, 那妈妈在讲说, 哦,爸爸回来的孩子,砰砰砰砰,躲起来,有没有?已经干过坏事的。
Have you ever had when you go home and the mom says, oh, your dad is home, and all the kids just scatter and start hiding?
那你问他,怎么了?怎么了?他就躲起来。
And then they hide. They did something wrong.
妈妈就说,躲没用了,爸爸回来了,他就在那里,在那里,在那里。
And then and says, oh, he's right over there, you know.
爸爸还不知道什么事情呢。
And the dad doesn't know what happened.
你做了什么事?
And dad asked, what did you do?
他就,那妹妹害我的,有没有?跟亚当夏娃很像。
And then the son would say, oh, it's the sister, your sister caused me. Oh, it's just like Adam and Eve.
所以很多时候,义中见神的面的意思说, 我真的满足点主啊,我随时在义中,我随时在行在旨意当中主啊,我不怕见面,我在义中我要见你的面。
To be seeing his face in righteousness means that whenever I am satisfied, whenever I can see you whenever I desire, and it's in righteousness.
他说我这样子我就心满意足。所以这样子我就心满意足。So
in this way I will be content.
所以你知道基督徒的那种喜乐从哪里来?
So where is the joy of a Christian comes from?
而是我们跟神之间没有拦阻的时候，我们正是有喜了。
It is that there is no barrier between us and God, and that is when we're joyful.
我们在喜乐当中，神给我们财富。
When we're in joy, He will bless us with wealth.
神，我们在喜乐的里面与神没有隔阂里面，神给我们好的儿女。
Well, in our joy with the Lord, when there's no separation between us and God, He gives us children.
你看到你是儿女的时候，哇，你的心满意足。
When you see your children, your heart is content.
哎，我看我的儿女就这个样子。
And I see my children, I feel this way.
我看见他们端端正正的做人。
I see that they're righteous and they're good people.
我发现他在找事情上面，神也一直祝福他们。
And we see that God continues to bless them in the things they do.
我们发现在里面看见这些孩子的时候，我们就神的谢谢你，因为这些孩子是你所赐的产业。
And then when we see that, we say, God, thank you for these are the children that you have blessed us with.
我们在义中见着上帝。
We see Him in righteousness.
那我们生命延续，一般的人是把他财产留给婴孩，他们就心满意足。
Oftentimes, when they leave the wealth to infants, the infants will be content.
但是对一个基督徒来讲，乃是我们醒来的时候得着上帝的形象，我们心满意足。But
for Christians, when we're content when we see His face.
我们知道我们不会因为死了我们就永远结束。We
know that death is not the end for us.
我们清楚了解。 在永恒里面，我们会更像耶稣基督。We
clearly recognize that in eternity we will imitate, be more like Jesus.
为什么我们有这样的一个生命呢？
Why do we have this kind of life?
因为我们里面有个内在的人。Because
inside, within us, there is another man.
这是基督徒跟世人完全不一样的地方。This
is the difference between a Christian and a man of the world.
不是因为我们基督徒在世上神老是赐福给我们。
It is not that because we're Christians and that God constantly blesses us while we're on earth.
基督徒跟世人最不一样的地方，乃是我们里面有一个人在里面。
The biggest difference between a Christian and the world and the man of this world is that there's another person inside.
那个叫做重生的人。
And that is a born again person.
所以圣经才讲说，若有人在基督里，他就新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。And
so the Bible says, for in Christ is a new creation, and the old things has passed away. And all become new.
我们信耶稣不是因为宗教来改变我们。
When we trust in Jesus, not that we trust in that the religion will change us.
我们信耶稣乃是我们生命真正被上帝所改变。
When we trust in Him, we trust that our life is truly touched by God.
多少的时候在教会里面有许许多人在教会里面进出，可是他的生命没有被上帝改变。
How many times we see people come in and out of churches, but their life has not been touched by God?
圣经有一个词叫做里面的人。
The Bible says there's a phrase, it's called the inner man.
这希腊文里面哈,
It's anthropon. 这个是讲到里面的人。
So in the Greek, there's this word and it refers to the inner man.
更有意思的是说，圣经里面出现这三次里面讲了三个不同层次的里面的人。
And the Bible in three different ways talks about three different types of men.
一个罗马书七章二十二节到二十五节。
In Romans chapter 7:22-27.
他说，因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。但我觉得肢体中另一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！怎能救我这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体顺服的罪的律了。
For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body and death? Thanks to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以这边告诉我们说我们的为什么我们满足点会不一样，因为我们里面有了一个另外一个生命，所以会有不同的满足点。
Why is our content different? That is because within there's a different life.
你知道有不同的生命就有不同的满足点，对不对
？You know that if you have a different life, then there's a different point of content.
比如说狗坐在一个骨头，它就很心满意足，对不对
？You know a dog when he has a bone with him, then he's content. He's satisfied.
但是我给你十根骨头，你不会心满意足。
If I give you 10 bones, will you be satisfied? No.
所以因不同的生命有不同的满足点。
So different life has different points of satisfaction.
那么因为不同的生命，你就经历不同的事情。
And therefore, because of different life, you will enter into different things.
所以这里面告诉我们说，我们里面的人啊，我们里面的意思，其实原文就是里面的人。他说，一个人有上帝生命了以后，他一生当中要经历了许许多多内心里面的征战。
So now, when the inner man, the inner person, when you have this life, you will enter into a lot of conflict.
因为他按照里面的意思，他喜欢上帝的律。
Because within you desire God's law.
可是你肉体当中有很多是属世的引诱在这里面。
But the flesh desires is attracted by the things of the world.
那多少时候我们被他引诱失去了我们跟神之间的这个连结？
How often times have we been attracted to this world that we lose that we're disconnected?
所以基督徒里面的那个生命的经历的当中，我们经常几乎说每天，我们都经历了里面那种征战跟挣扎跟抉择。
So in a Christian life, it's on a daily conflict, a daily struggle of the flesh and also the inner life.
但是圣经告诉我们说，感谢神，靠着耶稣基督就可以得胜。
But the Bible says, thank the Lord that by our Lord Jesus Christ we will be victorious.
但是每次一个得胜了以后，你就发现你跟神的关系就靠近一点点。
And after every single victory, you will realize that your relationship gets improved.
基督徒的生命是在不断的被神对付里面不断的成长上去的。
And the Christian life is grows in the continued struggle and the continued discipline of our Lord.
整个耶稣基督的救恩不是只有信耶稣上天堂。
The salvation of a Christian is not just to trust that one day we'll go to heaven.
这是很多人对救恩的观念的错误。
This is the misconception of a lot of many towards salvation.
我们把罗马书看清楚，你就发现救恩不是只有信耶稣以后上天堂。
If you carefully read Romans, you will realize that this is not that salvation doesn't end at going to heaven.
罗马书从第三章二十一节到第五章结束是讲因信称义。
From chapter 3, 21 to the end of chapter 5, it talks about being justified by our faith.
但从第六章开始到第八章的十四节是讲成圣。
And from chapter 6 till chapter 8:16, it talks about sanctification.
第六章讲向罪死。
And chapter 6 talks about being dead to sin.
第七章讲向律法死。
And chapter 7 talks about being dead to the law.
第八章讲靠圣灵得生。
And chapter 8 talks about receiving life through the Spirit.
所以我们这些人不是有奴仆心，乃是有儿子的心。
So therefore, we are no longer suffering as servants, but have a heart of the Son.
但从第八章到十七节，一直继续可以到第三十节，就讲的荣耀。
And then from chapter 8 and onwards, it talks about being glorified.
讲到我们将来身体的得赎。
It talks about the salvation of our physical body in the future.
假如你把罗马书读清楚的话，其实罗马书是很简单的。
If carefully read Romans, it's very simple.
为什么会不清楚？因为我们的救恩观不是很清楚。
Why is it unclear? It's because our concept of salvation is unclear.
因为神不是救我们灵魂得救而已。
He is not just to save our soul.
神救我们的生活可以得胜。
He wants to save our lives so that we may be victorious in our lives.
在将来的国度里面, 我们要与神一同得荣耀。
And then in the future kingdom, the kingdom to come, we will receive glory with him.
那么我们里面这个人在成圣的过程当中, 我们是不断的经历, 我们跟老我之间的一个冲突。
And so in the process of being victorious, it's a constant struggle with our old self.
所以因为这个冲突字, 每次我们得胜以后, 我们里面就有那种满足感。
Because of this conflict, when we're victorious, we will have this, we'll be content.
好，这从信心上面来看。
So when we look at this, the message.
好，一个另外一个是从盼望上来看里面的人是怎么样。
Second is to look at.
哥林多后书二章，更多后书四章十六节到第十八节。
Second Corinthians, chapter 4.
16 to 18. 他说：“所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁败，内心却一天心思一天。我们这自战自信的苦楚，要为成就将来极重无比荣耀。我们原来我们不是顾念所看见的，乃是顾念所不看见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。” Therefore,
we do not lose heart. Through outwardly we were wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
这讲到一个人有了新的生命以后，他有不同的盼望。
So when we speak of that, when a person has a new life, he has a different outlook, a different hope.
他一个基督徒成为你有新的生命以后，你看到永恒里面那个价值。
And we have the eternal life. You will look in, you will see the value of the in eternity.
所以因为那个价值不一样，所以你今天生活的样式就不一样。
Because of your values are different, and therefore the life that you live today will also be different.
我们早期的留学生来到美国。
The earlier generation of foreign of students that came here to study.
我讲早期真早期，七一九七几年、六几年那些叫早期。
I'm talking about in the 1970s.
那么我们来的时候，一下飞机第一件事情就找打工的地方。
So when we came here, when we got off the airplane, we started looking for a place to work.
啊，到哪里找呢？ 在查经班里面找。
And where do we find? We go to the Bible study.
啊，查经班里面很多那个前面来的那个弟兄们，他们都在餐厅打工。
So there are a lot of students that came here before us that were in Bible study and they work in restaurants.
啊，他说，哎，我们那里好像有要一个洗碗的，哎，你要不要起来洗呀？
And they say, oh, we may need a dishwasher. Do you want to come and work?
啊，我们时差还没有过了，就说哎，洗洗洗，当然洗啊。
And even before while we're still jet lagged, we say yes, well, you know, I want to go work.
那洗一个碗一小时呢，一块两毛五。
So back then, when you get $1.25 for an hour of washing dishes.
啊，你发现在洗碗的当中有两种人。
So you will find that in washing dishes, there are two types of people.
啊，有一些人一边洗一边唱歌，很快乐的哈。
And there are some people when they're washing, they will be singing and they were very joyful.
那有一种洗碗的，一边洗一边摔的。And
there are some who would be throwing the dishes around when they're washing.
那一边摔，那叫做就是他们的薪水比较高，他们可能有三块半的。And
so those who are throwing the dishes around there, they may be paid a little bit more, three and a half.
还有一块半的那个洗的唱歌哈。And
there's those who are paid $1.50 who sing while they're washing.
啊，那些人就讲说，洗碗什么有什么好唱歌的？
And they would say to the other person, you know, what's there to sing about when you're washing dishes?
啊，那年轻人那些不敢唱，一会儿又唱起来了哈。And
then they would say, oh, they get scared and they stop singing for a while, but then later on they can start singing again.
为什么？
Why?
他说没关系，洗两年就是硕士，洗五年就是博士，啊，洗呀，啊，他有盼望啊。He
says it doesn't matter. In 2 years I'll get my master's, and 5 years I'll have a PhD. So he has hope.
啊，他知道我不是永远洗碗的。
He knows that he will not be washing dishes forever.
因为他心中有个盼望。
Because in his heart there's a hope.
他知道我做这个是暂时的。
He knows that what I'm doing right now is only temporary.
啊，那摔碗的人呢？
And for the person who's throwing his dishes around.
啊，他就洗了20年了，他知道出不去了，就越想越气。
He's already washing dishes for 20 years and he's still nowhere, and it angers him.
我只是给你个比喻而已。
I'm just giving you a metaphor.
基督徒因为里面有个人，所以他知道他盼望是什么。
So in a Christian, there's another inner man. So that is the hope. There's a hope there.
它里面是一天，内心心思一天。内心在原文就是里面的人一天心思一天。
And the inner being, the inner man, is day by day renewed.
因为他有盼望。
Because there's hope.
圣经还有个里面的人。
And in the Bible, there's another inner man.
以弗所书3章16节到19节。
Ephesians 3 chapter 16
to 19. 求你按照他丰盛的慈爱，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使你们信在他，使基督的因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督爱是何等长阔高深。
15-19。
I pray that out of this glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all saints to grasp how wide and low and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love has surpassed knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
所以这边告诉我们说，因为那个新的生命呢，我们不但是在信心里面我们可以面对征战，我们在盼望里面我们可以活得喜乐，而且我们今天因为耶稣基督在我们里面，我们有爱着出去的能力。
So because of this new life, we can not only can we do have faith in this life, but we also have hope. But also today we look towards God.
所以讲到一个基督徒因有信的生命里面有信、有望、有爱。
So in a Christian's life, there's faith and there's hope and there's love.
而且这样的一个生命使得我们这个基督徒今天活的样式跟我们的盼望是跟别人不一样。
And because of this life, it causes our life today as a Christian and our hope to be different from others.
所以它就有不同的结局出来。
And therefore, there's a different end result.
世人是把他其余的留给儿女，那么他们心满意足。
And the men of the world, they're content because they have children, they have food, and they have wealth.
但我们却是醒来的时候，可以看见得着上帝形象，我们心满意足。
But we're content when we can see God's face.
因为我们见他面的时候。他要称我们是忠心良善有见识的仆人。
When we see him, we're his servant.
所以我就要想问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
So let me ask you, brothers and sisters, a question.
这里有两个人生。
There are two different lives here.
主要是因为他有两个不同的生命。
Because there's two different sources of these lives.
我知道你在教会里面进进出出一段时间。
I know that you've been in and out of churches for a while now.
你确定你里头有那一个里面的人的生命吗？
Do you have the life of the inner man in you?
因为那一个里面那个人将会带给你不同的人生观。
Because that inner man will bring you a different perspective to you.
会给你不同的满足。
It will give you a different satisfaction.
它不代表说你里有了那个新的生命，你这一生就注定贫穷，不是。
It does not say that because you have this life, you will be forever poor in this life. No.
而是说，你有里面那个生命，你将经历不同的人生。
But rather that because you have this life, you will experience a different life.
而且你会很有把握的，在今生活的时候，每一个时刻你都非常非常的满足跟喜乐。
And but you are sure that while you live on this earth, you will be content and joyful.
因为你里面那个人在义中要见神的面。
Because that inner man in you.Will see God's face in righteousness.
因为你寻求圣洁在他面前。
Because you seek after holiness before him.
求神赐福他的话语。
May the Lord bless his word.
我们祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
恩典主，我们知道我们所讲的有限。
Gracious Lord, we know our words are limited.
我们时间有限。
We know our time is limited.
但你的话语发出不会突然挽回。
But your words is not spoken into our heart.
主啊，让我们再次的思想。
May we meditate upon your word.
主啊，我们。是不是像世人走的那一条宽的道路
？Meditate on whether or not we're walking on the same way as the world.
还是主啊，我们今天真是为你背十字架，放弃一切来跟随你
？Or are we bearing the cross and laying down everything else to follow you？
那我们可以在你里头，在你意中，每天都见你的面。
May we see your face in righteousness daily？
那我们看见那永恒里面的荣耀。
May we see the eternal glory.
就轻看现在自战自清的苦楚。
So that we can endure now.
你恩待你的众儿女。
May you bless us.
祷告祈求感谢奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.